Okay, Chair, you're on the record.
All right. Well, I will call to order the Rail Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting to order for June 26, 2026. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote, please, for the members.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, here.
The City of Seward?
Taylor Crocker, here.
Homer Electric Association?
Larry Jorgensen, present.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, here.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, here.
And the RRC, Rail Belt Reliability Council.
Clint Thompson standing in for Ed Jenkins, here.
Thank you. You have a quorum, Chair.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to public roll call for all others present, please.
Okay. We will go to our attorney.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
Okay. And then next we'll go to the folks on the Teams meeting. If you haven't identified yourself, please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Paul Monroe, consultant for the RTO.
Jody George, outside counsel for City of Seward.
Sarah Lamb, Homer Electric.
Andrew Jensen, Governor's Office.
Tony Zellers, MEA.
Okay, and then next we'll go to the folks in the room. If you could state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Karen Bell, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, AEA.
Daniel Hickman, Golden Valley.
Jess Buhler, HEA.
Matt Clarkson, Chugach.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Okay, Chair, that's everybody.
All right, thank you. Moves us on to item four, the approval of the agenda. If we get a motion to approve the agenda, please. Everybody's mouthful.
Arthur Miller, motion to approve.
Curtis Thayer, second.
Right. Any discussion or changes to the agenda? Seeing and hearing none. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote for the approval of the agenda as presented, please.
Yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Taylor Crocker, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Larry Jorgensen, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right, thank you. Moves us on to public comment.
Okay, is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay, if there is anybody on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Or no, raise your hand, actually. Okay, no one on the Teams meeting. If there anyone on the phone that would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. Actually, please press star 9. Okay, Chair, no public comments today.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Next item, approval of the minutes from May 15th, 2026, which were in your packet. If we can get a motion to approve those minutes.
Move to approve. Curtis Thayer, AEA.
Thank you.
Arthur Miller, second.
Okay. Any discussion or changes to the minutes as presented? Right. Hearing and seeing none. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to approve the minutes from the May 15th meeting, please.
Yes, sir. City of Seward?
Taylor Crocker, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Larry Jorgensen, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
Motion carries, Chair.
All right, thank you very much. Moving along to old business, item 7A, open access transmission tariff, RCA docket U2528. Tina, over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. On May 28, 2026, the RCA issued order number 14 in docket U2528. The RCA determined it could not prepare and issue a final order by June 4th and asked all parties, other than the one who did not participate in the hearing, to consent to a 90-day extension of the timeline. These parties consented, and the Commission extended the timeline for issuing a final order to September 2nd, 2026. The next day, the RCA issued order number 15, extending the tariff suspension period to the same date. No other orders have been issued since that time. I do have matters related to these orders and their impacts, updates to the Gantt chart, draft RFPs, business practices, service contracts, and next steps related to the OAT to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members, or that are protected by and or confidential under state, federal, or local law. Thank you.
All right. Any questions for Tina? All right. Thank you, Tina. Mr. Sinclair, over to you for the technical subcommittee update.
Thank you. The technical subcommittee continues to work on business practices. We don't have any to present to you this time. We're anticipating probably next month we will have extended interruptions and secondary service ready for your review. So that is what our focus is right now, is those business practices, and we continue to work on them.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Sinclair? All right. Seeing none, thank you. Moving on to the tariff subcommittee update, Mr. Heckman.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the tariff subcommittee has a business practice for this group under new business today that's addressing dispute resolution. Once we are done with that business practice, we are going to tackle confidential information, which could be an extensive exercise just based on previous discussions with other subcommittees and council. So but the tariff subcommittee has the first pen on that. Don't have an ETA right now on when we will bring that up to the governance committee, but we are working through our business practices and confidential information is the next topic. So,
all right. Any questions for Mr. Heckman? Obviously, we'll be diving into one of those business practices here shortly. All right. Thank you, Mr. Heckman.
Thank you.
Over to Finance Subcommittee, Ms. Bell.
Thank you, Chair. The Finance Subcommittee continues to work on developing protocols and business practices. We are working to finalize the budget business practice to bring before the Governance Committee at their next meeting, and we are also reviewing the draft of the extended interruptions business practice that the Technical Subcommittee has completed, since that will impact the billing procedures. Next, we will be looking at the credit review business practice, which we currently have a draft of, and we anticipate bringing that before the Governance Committee in September. Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions for Ms. Bell? All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, moving right along, new business, item 8A, business practices for dispute resolution. I don't know who's going to kick that one off, but one of you three will. So over to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, again, this business practice is addressing dispute resolution. So I'll have this. Jennifer, can you go ahead and move on to the next slide, please? Okay. Thank you. So so under the proposed tariff section 11.1, addresses dispute resolution procedures. Again, the purpose for this is to establish a process for network customers to submit a complaint for review by the Transmission Service Administrator. And just for name and culture, just to familiarize everyone, the Transmission Service Administrator is the RTO. That is the term that we put together for the open access transmission tariff. So there's a distinction between administrator and provider. So The business practice is intending to initiate basically address the process for how a dispute with the TSA is initiated, what is the information required in order to basically have a deemed full dispute submitted to the TSA, what is the informal and formal resolution process, and then potential next steps would be to potentially propose additional language in the tariff to further redefine these processes or to include additional parties. Of course, we don't want to try and work on a lot of that until the RCA has come out with its order on our filing in September, so that will probably be moved on towards a separate time period. But really, this process is, I mean, for all of us who are in the regulated utility sphere, this is pretty attuned to that process, you know, to really, but kind of more, make it more formatted to the RTO's policies and procedures in what's listed in the OAT. Jennifer, I think that was it. So very, very short and simple, but both Kara and I are here to answer any questions that the committee members may have.
Any questions for Daniel or Karen on the business practices that are presented here today? Wow, not seeing anything. Okay, so with this, I would assume we are looking for a motion to approve the business practice as presented. So if we could get a motion on the table for that.
Motion.
Let me get to that page.
I move the RTO approve the dispute resolution procedures business practices to be effective at the time as the RTO's non-discriminatory open access transmission tariff goes into effect. Further, Chair Million will work with the RTO Council and to finalize the drafts with the understanding that no material changes will be made without bringing the business practices back to the committee.
Arthur Miller, second.
Any discussion on this topic? Hearing and seeing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to approve the business practice as presented.
Yes, sir. The City of Seward?
Taylor Crocker, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Larry Jorgensen, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right. Thank you. And thank you guys for putting that together and giving it to us in advance to review and going over that presentation. With that, moves us into item 9 to go into executive session, as Tina has kind of set the table on the needs for that. So if we get a motion to go into executive session, please.
I move that the RTO enter into executive session to discuss confidential matters related to the RTO finances and or its legal strategy as described by and for the reasons outlined by counsel, which is consistent with our bylaws.
All right. Is there a second?
Arthur Miller, second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Jennifer, we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Larry Jorgensen, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Taylor Crocker, yes.
The motion carries, Chair, and we will go into executive session.
Thank you. Just let me know when we're off the record.
Okay, Chair, you are back on the record.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. I would advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by bylaws section 5.12.2 to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. So with that, that moves us on to our agenda to item number 10, member comments. I'm going to start online with Tony. I'll let you go first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks to Tina, and thanks to the subcommittee members. I think back just a couple of years ago, prior to some of the new acronyms that we now have on our member bills, or have specifically line items, additional charges. And not that that isn't going to result in benefit to members, that certainly was the intent. But my comment here is more based on the fact that we have folks like John Sinclair, for example, and that on the regulatory, on the legal, and on the technical, that are putting in tremendous amount of hours that were not part of their duties just a few short years ago. So special thanks to them. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thank you, Tony. Taylor, over to you. Any comments from you?
No, kind of piggybacking off of what Tony said. I've actually been working on the tariffs subcommittee, and my coworkers have been working on the finance subcommittee, and it's just amazing how much time that everyone's dedicating to all this stuff. So great job, everyone, and appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you, Taylor. Larry.
Just say thank you for everyone's efforts, but no additional comments.
Hans?
No comments. Thank you.
Curtis. Arthur.
Just want to say welcome to the RRC, Hans. Great having you on board, and I think you'll make a real great contribution to that organization. Also, thank you to Tina and all the subcommittee members, not only for the updates, but all the work that you guys are doing and continue to do. Thanks.
And I would echo those comments as well. Welcome aboard. Good to meet you in person. And no other comments from me. Our next meeting date is going to be the 24th of July. And with that, I would just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And final roll call vote to adjourn, please, Jennifer.
Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward.
Taylor Crocker, yes.
Homer Electric Association.
Larry Jorgensen, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you guys very much. Have a great weekend.